Hi, I'm Erica Mills. Welcome to the Language Lab podcast. This week's word is inspired by two things. One, interaction at Bed Bath & Beyond that has stuck with me. And two, the fact that as I record this, we are here hearing the word, and here is our word of the week, happy a lot, right? Happy holidays, happy new year, happy, happy, happy. So, you know, when you hear a word a lot in a short period of time, you start paying attention to it, but it really was the combination of hearing it a lot and then this question that I got from a gentleman who works at Bed Bath & Beyond. So I'm walking down the aisle at Bed Bath & Beyond. I should say for context, at this moment in time, which was last week, I was trying to work my way very quickly through my elf list. I had 23 minutes before a conference call. I had a really long list of things to find at Bed Bath & Beyond. I'm not familiar with the Bed Bath & Beyond store that I was in. The carts are way too big for the aisle. There was a lot going on, man. I was pretty stressed. So I'm walking down the aisle and this guy looks at me and says, you know, how's it going? And I smile at him and I say, great, thank you. And I meant it, you know, I appreciated him asking. And he paused, like stopped in his tracks and looks at me and says, why are you so happy? And I was caught off guard by the question. I mean, you know, it's not every day in Bed Bath & Beyond that somebody says, why are you so happy? So I looked at him and I just sort of, I glibly said, well, life's pretty good. And he's like, wow, that's great. So he goes on to tell me that, one, I'm the first person who smiled at him all day, which it is true that I make a big effort to smile at customer service folks. In particular, over the holiday season, I've been in those roles. It's so stressful to be in customer service in general. And then over the holidays, I mean, forget about it. It's terrible. So, you know, as a commitment, a number of years ago, I decided I would always smile at people who were in that role. But to be the only person who would smile at him just made me sad. And then to seem happy enough relative to other people that he would comment on it really stuck with me. And he ended up saying that he'd been living in Seattle for 6 months and he found the people so sort of miserable and unhappy that he was going to move to New Zealand. In his mind, New Zealand, all of you people who live in New Zealand are super happy and smile all the time. I don't know if that's true or not. But this, so I went on my merry way and got through my list and managed to do the conference call and all was good. But this question has really stuck with me. Yeah, and I was listening to, this research around gratitude and how people have a daily practice of gratitude. The science or the research would indicate that the best way to increase your feelings of gratitude is to write down five, you know, to pick one thing that you're grateful for and then write the five things about that thing that you're really grateful for, as opposed to, you know, I'm grateful for my friends, my family, my kids as like separate categories. To say all, you know, pick one of your kids or one of your friends and write all the things you're grateful for about them, or the top five. So I wondered if that were for happiness, right? If I seemed happy, which I generally am happy, would a similar exercise work? So I sat down and I made what I'm now referring to as my happy list. You know, the things that make me happy, and then some amount of granularity and specificity about what in particular makes me happy about those things. Now, I have nothing statistically significant to support my evidence that the act of making that list made me happier. But I did, I've looked back on it already a couple times, and it made me, the exercise of doing it made me happy. And every time I look at it, I'm like, yes, that is why I'm smiling in Bed Bath & Beyond, even though I was actually super stressed. I have so much to be grateful for, so much to be happy about, and making that list made me feel happier. Looking back at it also helps reinforce that. So our word of the week is happy. I don't even feel like I need to go to the dictionary. I know usually we go to the dictionary, but for happy, I feel like I say that word, or for you, it's going to strike some emotional chord. You know what happy means to you, whether or not you associate it with a person, a place, a thing. It is an adjective, so it describes, you know, a noun, which is a person, place, or thing, as you know. I don't know, but I don't feel like I need to go to the dictionary for it. Happy is just a thing that we want more of. So will making a happy list make you feel happier? I don't know. I invite you to do it. I would love to know how it goes if you do it. And regardless of whether or not you make a happy list, I hope you have super happy holidays, whatever that looks like for you, and a very, very happy new year. I look forward to talking to you next week.